by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this Thursday, February 20th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line for this half hour is Chris Long. He has thrown his hat into the ring. He is a candidate, will be on the ballot for the Michigan Republican Party's grassroots vice chair position. He's going to be running against Marion Sheridan there at the state convention. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Drucker. How are you today? Thank you for inviting me to this show. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Where are you from?
I'm from Green Township, Mecosta County, where we've been fighting the Goshen Battery Plant, the Chinese Communist Party, for the last 18 months.
Now, you from northern Michigan, you born and raised up here. Where were you born?
So I was born at Eaton Shaner. We lived down there for about 2 years, then moved to 12 and Ryan in Macomb County. And then we moved in 2005 to Lapeer County. And then in 2016, I moved myself at 22 to the beautiful west side of the state and middle northern Michigan to where I'm at today on the Muskegon River in Mecosta County.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you were part of the entire team of people. I believe the horse farmer down there, the lady, and some other folks.
Lori Brock.
Lori, you guys organized and actually fought the Goshen battery plant there at the local level. Explain that process real quickly.
Yeah, so basically in 2022, Whitmer announced and gave and started this whole Goshen battery plant up here. They wanted to build a battery plant. And
right.
The MEDC and all of them, they brought in.
All that, Chris, what we're looking for, what did you guys do to fight it?
So we set up petitions to recall the entire township board for not listening to the constituents. They wouldn't give us a voice. They wouldn't give us a vote. They didn't want to listen at all. They all got in bed with the whole project. And so we started petitions, and we recalled all of them, the whole Green Township Board in 2023 during an off-cycle election. And then we also recalled one of the supervisors from the Big Rapids Township, adjacent township, to Green Township. And then after those successes, we said, all right, county commissioners, do you guys still believe you should be supporting this Goshen project? And they wouldn't listen to us, so we said, all right, well, we're going to replace you guys too. And now we have a secured majority of conservatives on the county commission. And we just did that back in November.
Excellent. So their county commissioner board's been replaced. You also were successful in replacing Green Township's entire board. The community obviously supported your guys, but it took a lot of organizing. It took a lot of people recruiting candidates. You had to knock on doors, put up signs. You basically helped lead this effort and accomplished all this right there in Green Township.
Yes, yes. I mean, I did 1,200, 1,300 doors myself and another 500 with a team for both Trump Force 47 and while out there for Trump, going around promoting our candidates and door knocking. And I probably did 1,300 calls as well. I mean, we had a huge turnout. It was all get out and vote. The big thing is about the strategy, targeted strategy to the people, getting the message that resonates with the people. And that's what we need to do statewide. We need to find the issues that affect people directly. Because that's how I got involved.
Chris, hold on. We're going into a break. We'll be back. We'll hold this line. Lots of information. Lots of things to tell us. Short break. Sponsors will be back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two, staying on through the break, is Chris Long. He's going to be on the ballot at the state convention on Saturday. He's running for grassroots vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party to replace Marion Sheridan. Chris, before the break, you started talking about messaging, you start talking about getting out the effort to replace elected officials that you guys are holding accountable in your area. And you said that it's a process. You actually have to sit down and come up with a strategy. You have to come up with a slogan. You have to be able to come up with a very clear, concise, short message that you can deliver at the door. And this is basically what you guys did, not only replacing Green Township's entire board, taking out the supervisor next door, replacing your county commissioners, but you feel pretty confident that you now know, because you did it. You didn't talk about it. You actually did it. You have the ability to then show others how to do this same thing in their local communities?
Absolutely. Yes. It's all about the targeted messaging and the strategy. And you have to adapt your strategy as the landscape changes. As more information comes out, or they try to attack you and blah, 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 you have to be able to adapt. And that's the strategy. The key is targeted messaging that resonates with the people, that affects them directly. And that's how I got involved. I got involved with the Republican Party. I've always been a Republican, but it was through this Goshen effort. I didn't know how to get involved with the county party and the party in general before that. And it was this Goshen effort that people came to me and was like, hey, you should come to the meetings, you should join, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, so this is how you do it. I mean, the state party does not do a very good job of advertising, saying, hey, you should come join. It's kind of like, if you know somebody, it's kind of a gatekeeping process, kind of. But yeah, it's we have to engage with the people across the state in all 83 counties, not just one or two. We have to find those issues, whether it's the potash or the wind and solar or whatever the case might be that is localized to the area. Find those issues and create messaging that resonates with them and capitalize on the situation to bring in more Republicans and get people out to vote.
Now, that entire process you just described comes to here in our listening area, Hays Township, Otsego County, 1,100-acre solar panel farm that they're wanting to do. We've got Ian Murphy, wow, the Iron Pig. You know, he's organizing, getting people to get involved, engaged. He's actually going to sue and try to stop it under the Fighting Public Act 233. But like you say, this could be windmills down in Saginaw Bay. This could be solar farms up here in northern Michigan. This could be local zoning ordinances that the people don't want. But yet these elected officials are hell-bent on taking the money and doing these deals. You have a strategy. You have learned. You have actually won using your strategies. And this is basically the platform as to why you're running to be vice chairman of the grassroots of Michigan Republican Party.
Yes, that's exactly right. The party is not engaging with the people, there's too many township officials that are not listening to the constituents. We're in a country ran by we the people. These township officials, these county officials, they work for us. They, for some reason, think that they're infallible and can do whatever without any accountability. It's taking we the people, we need to take them and hold them accountable for what they're doing. They represent us, not corporate interests.
Absolutely agree with that. Well, I got a perfect example right here in my own Antrim County. We're small. We have roughly about 25,000-26,000 people population. We, on November 5th, elected my wife, Victoria Bishop, to be the county clerk. She ran on restoring election integrity, yes, in our Antrim County. Here's the point. We defeated a $33.5 million brand-new jail, public safety center, they're calling it. Okay, we defeated it at the ballot. Donald Trump won, nice. Vicky won. Okay, we defeated it. The second meeting of our county commissioners, we have five county commissioners, Chris, 3-2 voted to ignore the people and go ahead and borrow $25 million on a bond and spend $8.5 million we have in a rainy day fund to go ahead and build this jail safety center, even though we just defeated it 4 months ago. So we're so mad. We hired an attorney. He's brought up a petition sheet for us. We need to collect 2,700 signatures to put it on the ballot by the people. Do you want them to borrow, basically spend $33 million on a new jail after we just defeated the thing on November 5th? We're doing exactly what you're doing, but it's a jail issue, completely different than you fighting the Chinese battery plant. What you're saying is if you get elected to be grassroots chair on Saturday, you're going to teach all 83 counties how to do what you guys basically did in Mecosta County, Green Township, and your county of taking back your boards and getting good people in there. This is basically, again, I want to repeat, your reason for running for grassroots vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party on Saturday.
Yes, and I will personally, if I'm elected, I will personally drive to every county and find those issues and talk directly with the constituents and the delegates to work together to figure out the messaging, the strategy, and I will teach you guys how we did it using data.
Data, absolutely, absolutely true. One last quick question. Are you married?
I am not. I am single. I have two dogs. They're basically my children.
Okay, gotcha. I understand. All right, so that means without a family obligations, you absolutely have the ability to travel around the state if elected on Saturday. You have the ability to, you know, stay at somebody's house or at a hotel or whatever and actually spend a couple of days there in each county to work with them, to teach them to identify these issues and how to do it.
Exactly, exactly. And what's special about me is my mother still lives in Lapeer, so if there's something on the east side of the state, I can stay at my mother's house instead of a hotel. If I'm over on this side, if there's something on this side, like your area, I live over here. It's probably about an hour and a half drive up to you, 2 hours. And then if I go to the UP, then I'll get a hotel. But other than that, I'm pretty well traveled, and I work in Grand Rapids, so I'm everywhere.
Absolutely. I love it. All right. One last question. This is going to be a very heated race on Saturday because Marion Sheridan is good friends with Mashawn Maddock and tied into the John Yob, Jack Bergman machine. And I know you're probably aware of that situation. She's been there a long time. And in my opinion, frankly, she doesn't have your skill set. She's never actually run a campaign to remove elected officials. I think this is more important than, you know, hobnobbing with Trump and rubbing shoulders with John Yob and the money people that he knows. I think we need a grassroots guy. And that's basically bottom line. Wrap it up. Last 2 minutes here to say, what do you want to say to the voting delegates that will be attending the convention on Saturday?
Basically, we need to have accomplishment and not just activity. For far too long, we've had accomplishment without activity. We do a lot of publicity stunts and events, but we don't capitalize and plan and organize and execute and how we're going to move the needle in the future of with those elections. We kind of just do things and it just happens, and then we don't capitalize on it. We need to capitalize on it. And also, election integrity. If there's one thing we learned in 2020, election integrity is vital, but it's not the only job of the grassroots vice chair. In fact, I think we should have its own vice chair role for election integrity, because the reality is if you could turn out the if you can have the most honest election ever, but if you don't turn out the vote, you have nothing to protect. That's vital. We have to turn out the vote, especially when Donald Trump is not on the ballot. We have to win up and down the ballot, from school boards all the way up to the governorship. We have to take back our Senate that we lost in 2022, a 40-year majority. We have to take that back. We have an open Senate seat. We can take that back. But it requires using data and getting the grassroots organized and activated.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, I enjoyed speaking with you this morning before the interview, and this interview has absolutely convinced me that I need to not only vote for you on Saturday, and I'm going to work the floor for you on Saturday, but I have personally just now made the decision that I am going to personally endorse you for vice chair, grassroots Michigan Republican Party on Saturday, and replace. It's time Marion Sheridan goes away. It's time for new leadership, and I believe you're the guy for vice chair of the grassroots party.
Thank you so much, Trucker. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. It means so much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to send you the podcast. You can blast this out. Social media, send it to the delegates by email, and we'll let you go because I know you're making calls. We'll see you down there Saturday morning.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Chris Long. He's done it, folks. He's actually done it. They identified an issue in Green Township. It was the Chinese Communist Party's Goshen battery plant. They took on the governor. They took on the attorney general. They took on the secretary of state. They took on the Democrats. They took on their own local township board, a neighboring supervisor, and their entire county commissioners. Mecosta County today, right now, has a new commissioner's board, the majority of them being constitutional patriots. Because of the messaging that Chris Long and the other people working together were able to put together, knock on doors, put up signs, get the messaging out, this is the best example of grassroots activities, as far as I'm concerned, that I've ever seen. I've been in doing this game since 2010. Like Chris, I didn't know anything about the county parties. I didn't know anything about the state party. I didn't even know what a precinct delegate was when I filed my affidavit to run against Howard Walker as a state senator in the August primary of 2010. When I signed that affidavit of identity and paid my $100, mailed it in to the Secretary of State, Bureau of Elections, Allegan Street, Lansing, I didn't know anything about the parties. Chris didn't know anything about it until 2022. But look at what they were able to accomplish in Green Township. Replaced the entire board, supervisor, the treasurer, the clerk, and the trustees. They replaced everybody. Anybody voted for that crap of a project, they took out. Took out the supervisor and township next door, neighboring the property where this was going to be built, and then talked to the county commissioners and said, okay, where do you guys stand? Well, they're going to go along, get along with Gretchen Whitmer? Okay, we'll replace you too. Took a lot of work, took some money, but it took grassroots efforts. And Chris Long did it. And because of that, I'm endorsing him. As a matter of fact, I'm going to work the floor. I'm going to go around and talk to every district on Saturday to make sure he gets elected. We need new activist leadership in grassroots. Grassroots are near and dear to my heart. And I absolutely believe that Chris will turn this thing around and educate all 83 counties on how to do what they did in Mecosta County. Tell all your friends, vote for Chris Long, grassroots vice chair, Michigan Republican Party State Convention on Saturday. Let's get this guy to win. On the hour news break of hour number two, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news.